Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Nun Gimel. We begin at the very top by the Mishnah on the top line. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Doba Befeig Malka. All the Mishnahs we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. The Mishnah begins. Hanoder Min Hatmar. We're continuing in this discussion that we've had for the last couple of Mishnahs as to what a person exactly means when he makes a neder. And if he uses the Hey Hayadiyah, so that usually means it's a very specific neder, the item, and not anything that's related necessarily to that item, as opposed to if he says a more generic or general statement that would include many other things as well. So the Mishnah begins, "I know der min hatmarim." If a person says, "I asked myself from eating the dates hatmarim," so then mutter bidvash tmarim. He is permitted to have honey that comes from dates. Normally in the Torah, when we speak about honey, we speak about honey that comes from dates and not from bees. So that's the normal honey that we speak about. Honey that comes from dates, when we speak about in the Torah, Eretz Zavash, Chalav Devash, we're normally talking about date honey and not bee honey. We'll talk about bee honey in the next Mishnah. When people refer to Devash Stam, in the vernacular usage they're referring to bee honey, the Torah is referring to date honey in the most situations. In any event, if a person says, I ask myself from the dates, from the tomorrow, that doesn't include the honey that comes from such tomorrow. If a person says, now the girsa that we have is misidvonios, which bothered me very much because it should have been hasidvonios. And Baruch Hashem, if you look in the Mefarish has the girsa min hasisvonios. And we had previously mentioned, and the Mechaber tells us over here, this is svonios are hainu anovim koshim, these are harder grapes, sheminichin bekerim kol yimei hastov, that are staying on the vine throughout the yimei achorev. The stov is yimei achorev, but osin mehem chometz, and they're specifically used to go and make vinegar. So if a person asks himself from min hasis vanios, from having these winter grapes, so then he is permitted, mutter b'chometz sisvanios. The chometz, the vinegar that comes from such grapes, is permitted, because hasis vanios means the specific sisvanios, and not what comes from them, hayotze b'hem, as we had discussed in the previous Mishnahs, and here we see again. Rav Yehuda ben Misero mer, o shishen toldosov kruya olav, v'noder heimenu, also by Yotzei Menu. Rav Yehuda ben Misera adds on something, and he tells us that if a person says, I ask myself on a certain thing, and the things that are coming from this are also known by that name, kol sheshem toldosav kruyolov, the things that come from it, hayotzei b'hem, are also referred to by that name, and the person asks himself from that named thing, so that in fact does include the Yotzei Hemenu, and they would be usher, just like the specific item is. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment exactly the difference between the Tanakhama and Reviewed in the Mesera. Then we have a statement that concludes the Mishnah, the Chachamim Matirim. The Chachamim, however, disagree with Reviewed in the Mesera, and they say that it is permitted. So we seemingly have the Chachamim saying the same thing as the Tanakhama, and that's the first question that the Gemara begins with. The Chachamim, Mayinu Tanakhama. What difference is there between the original opinion, the Tanakhama, that says that Hayotzei Behem, for example, is permissible, and Rav Yehuda ben Misera that says that Hayotzei Behem is considered Aser, and then the Chachamim argue with Rav Yehuda ben Misera and say that it's Mutter. That's the same opinion as the Tanakhama. Are there two opinions here in the Mishnah, or are there three opinions in the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, and of course it's different than Yehuda ben Misera. Chachamim, hainu Tanakhama, the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, no, ika beinayu chado ditanya. The difference between the Chachamim that argue with the Tanakhama is the following. Klal ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the following rule. If something itself, the primary object, is eaten, and that which comes from it is also eaten, for example, kigon tumarim or duvash tumarim, Rav Shimon Elazar says that the tumarim, the dates, as well as the honey that comes from the dates, both of them are edible. And if a person asks himself, nodar bo, so asur by yotze mimenu, then he's also asuring that which comes out from it. Now, that is certainly different than the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that Hanodim in Atmarim is Mutter B'dvash Tmarim. So certainly, this statement of Rav Shimon Elazar argues with the Tanakhama. However, he adds, and he says, No der miyotze mimenu osur bo. If he asks himself from just what comes out from it, he is prohibited not only from what comes out of it, but he's also prohibited in the original item as well. That's for a food, Rishon Lala says, that is edible, and the product that comes from it is also edible. So Rishon Lala's opinion is that not only is the tumarim also, but also the dvash tumarim also, and it doesn't make a difference whether you ask yourself for the tumarim or for the dvash tumarim, both of them are going to be also. However, he says, kol she'ein darko lecho, something that's normally not edible, v'derech hayotzim en lecho, but the thing that comes from it, it is edible. So then, if you make an neder, no der bo, on the item itself, ain't usur. That item is not usur. You obviously didn't mean that item. That's normally not edible. Ella by yotze mimenu. But you meant the thing that comes from it. Shalom niskavin ze el yotze mimenu. That you had no intention of saying that that item itself is usur, but you obviously meant the edible yotze mimenu item that is usur. And this is the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. The Chachamim agree with this opinion of Rishon Lelozer. When we say the Chacham Matirim, so they are Matir over here, the item itself, and they are not Matir Hayotzi Mimenu. The Tanakama, with this situation, would be Matir Hayotzi Mimenu, but would not be Matir the item itself. So this basis of difference between the Chacham and the Tanakama revolves around whether you hold like the opinion of Rishon Lelozer or you don't hold like the opinion of Rishon Lelozer. And we can see this Machlokas inside the Ran in Dibra Maskul Chachamim Hainu Tanakama, with the words V'hochi Pirusho, a few words into the start of the Ran, and he says the V'hol Pligi Tanakama, the Tanakama argues with the Chachamim. They argue Polig Ad Rishon Lelozer B'Tarvayu on 2 points. The Sfira Leila Tanakama, the Tanakama holds the Bein Darko Lecho, Bein Ain Darko Lecho, whether it's something that is eaten, something that's not eaten. If you made the Isser on the item, so then Osir Bo, that item is Osir, the Lo Biyotzi Menu, and not which comes out with it. That is the Tanakama's opinion. Rishon Lelozer Sfira Leila that B'Shad Darko Lecho, if it's normally something that's eaten, V'Der Hayotzi Menu Lecho, and the thing that comes out of it is eaten, so then Osir B'Shtem, then both are included. Ubishain darko lecho, but if it's not something that's normally eaten, only v'derech hayotzi menu lecho, then Rishon Lelozer says osur b'yotzi menu v'lobo, and not the item, even though you said that specific item. Ubaha mapik le l'tanakama legamre, and here he argues with the Tanakama entirely. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira Savar, the middle opinion that we had in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, he holds Savar Loki Rishon Lelozer b'darko lecho on things that are normally eaten, b'derech hayotzi menu lecho, and their product, the yotzi menu, was also eaten. And there, he agrees with the Rishon Lelozer, the yotzi b'shneim. But upolig alei b'she'ein darko lecho. But in the latter part of Rishon Lelozer's statement, where something is not normally eaten itself, it's only b'derech hayotzi menu lecho, in that situation, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira argues with Rishon Lelozer. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira lo shani le, he doesn't make any distinction. Umisa nami b'tavayu, and says both of them are usher. But Rishon Lelozer, which now is the opinion of the Chachamim Matirim, shani le lo mitza ella biyotze mimenu. He in this situation only says that the thing that comes out from it is usher, but not the item itself. That's the opinion of Rishon Lelozer. And the Rabbanim Basrai, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. The Masnissin Hainu Rav Shimon Elazar, that's his opinion. Vishar Yusor did who? Koi a'ein darko lechol. His opinion when he says, the Chom Matirim is on the thing that's not darko lechol, the item itself. The Shari Hu Gufe, that Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim, at the end, the Chachom Matirim, that's what they're permitting, the item itself, even though you said, I'm asking myself that item. U'mashma li, the Bishum Hochi, mashma, from this language over here, the mashma, that tavayu plige, that here he's arguing Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, and he holds, unlike Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, that both of them are usher. The Chachamim say in this situation that the item hayotzi mimenu was usher, but the item itself is mutter. Therefore, this is how we should properly understand this three-way machlokis in our Mishnah. Now we'll go right to the next Mishnah. Hanodu min hayayin. If a person says, I ask myself from the wine, min hayayin, so he's mutter b'yein tapuchim. He's permitted to have apple wine, apple cider. He is not usually calling such wine from apples wine. So when he says the wine, he obviously means only grape wine. And this is obviously in a place where they have grape wine. If they're only in a place where the apple cider, the apple wine is all that they drink, so then if a person says, Hanod ben yain, he means obviously apple wine, and that would be awesome. But here again, the normal vernacular usage in a place that has wine would be that we go and aser only grape wine, but not apple wine, apple cider. If a person says, I ask myself, I know the min ha-shemen, I ask myself from having shemen, so in most places where there was olive oil, so they only mean olive oil in this situation and not sesame seed oil. So therefore, muta b'shemen shumshemen, he would be permissible in shemen shumshemen. But again, in a place where they only have, as we'll see in the Gemara, shemen shumshemen, so that's what he means. It's, again, it goes by the vernacular usage, hochel acha loshem b'nei adam, which will depend, as we said many, many times, on the location of the place, on the time, and on the custom of what they call, different places may call the same item by different names. Okay. Then it tells us, if a person asks themselves, min ha-dvash, so mutu b'dvash tomorrow. So we had this previously. If a person asks himself from Dvash, so he's permitted in Dvash of Tamar, because he only meant Ha-Dvash. He meant the honey that comes from Dvorim, from bees, and didn't mean the honey that comes from dates. That is not the vernacular usage, even though the Torah usage is, when it says Dvash, Eretz Havaschal over Dvash, it means that which comes from dates, but when people speak, when they're talking about honey, most people talk about bees' honey. So when a person asks himself from Dvash, he's excluding himself from eating bees' honey, but doesn't automatically include himself from eating Dvash of Tamarim. Had Dvash of the vernacular usage means bees' honey, not date honey. That's what the Mishnah tells us. The person asks themselves, I know the min hachometz. He asks himself from drinking vinegar, so mutter b'chometz sisvanios. These hard, dried up winter grapes to produce vinegar is not the normal vinegar. The normal vinegar, it comes from regular grapes, and a person's vernacular usage of chometz does not include these chometz sitzvanios, the vinegar that comes from these winter grapes. Likewise, if a person asks himself min ha-creation, he asks himself from eating leeks, so mutter b'kaflutos. Kaflutos, the Ran tells us, libra masa mutter b'kaflutos, is delo heavy b'chlal creation. It isn't considered part of this leeks, which is a type of kidneys, according to the Mefarish. And Tosus adds, "Dibamasal hakrishin mutu bikaflutos afopi shemimin krishin hain." He disagrees and he says it is a species of krishin. Shemimin krishin hain bo. They do come from a species like krish. However, Kivan the Hagos Tzionim adds, "Sheyesh lehem shem levai," since they have a name attached to them. They're not known as Cretian. They're known as these Kaflutos, so that's like a Shem Levi, so therefore it's not considered over here that they are included in the nether against eating Cretian. Finally, the mission concludes, if a person asks himself from eating Min HaYarek, he doesn't allow himself to eat, he asks himself from eating vegetables, green vegetables, so then Mutter B'Yarekos HaSoda, that only is from the vegetables that are grown in your normal house gina, in your gardens. But it doesn't include the yarekos that grow wild out in the field, not your personal fields, but in the wild. So a person would only be forbidden from eating his grown yarek, but not yarek that grows on its own outside. Shehem, shehu, shem levai. Again, the Rush points out that this goes akula kai on all of them. It's not only going on the yarek, it's because each of these that's not included, the other items, for example, the yein tapuchim, the shemen shumshemen, the dvash tmarim, chometz sisvanios, the kaflutos, again, the kaflutos must be a shem levai, that's the way we understood it, and the yarkos hasada, each of them is given not just the name of the primary item, but it has this shem levai, it has this other name associated with it, the apple wine, the sesame oil, the date honey, the vinegar from sisvanios, and the Yerek of the Sadis. So they have the Shem Levi. And again, Kaflutos must be a Shem Levi as well. And therefore, that's why all of the items in the Mishnah, only the primary item is Usser and not the other item that's associated with it, with the Shem Levi. More so often says, Tanya, we learn the following brayse, I know them in HaShemen, be Eretz Yisrael. The person asks himself from Shemen in Eretz Yisrael, so he's Mutter b'Shemen Shumshemen, as our Mishnah said. But that's only in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, he's Mutter b'Shemen Shumshemen, be also b'Shemen Zayitz. However, over Bavel, the exact opposite. They didn't have a lot of olive oil, but they had lots of sesame oil. So in Bavel, the exact opposite, because it's not a stira between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, it's the vernacular usage. So in Bavel, it would be also be shemen shumshemen if you said, I asked myself from shemen, because their stam shemen, ha shemen of theirs, is shemen shumshemen. And somewhat paradoxically, umotu b'shemen zayis, because they didn't have a lot of shemen zayis. Then the Braisa adds, Mokum shemistapkin mizeh umizeh, a place that has both sesame oil and shemen zayis, olive oil, so also b'zeh b'zeh. So when a person makes a nether against ha-shemen, he would be also in both. Where it says pita, obviously, why not? If that's the vernacular usage to include both olive oil and sesame oil, of course you're also. What's the chiddush of this Braisa in telling me that I'm also in both of them? Pshita, it's obvious. Where it says no, it's not obvious. Lo tzricha, you need it for deruba minchad. Mistapkin, it's in a situation where one of the two is much more frequently used than the other one. So, for example, if you have much more olive oil usage and only a little bit of sesame seed usage, or vice versa, I might have said, Ezel Basaruba, you should follow the majority usage. So, in this place, since the majority usage, let's say, is olive oil, so then only olive oil would be usher by his nether, and not sesame oil. So Kamash Vlom, the Chiddush is, no, it's a Sofek Isura, and we go L'chumra. The way the Ran understands this, in the Ramasu, Sofek Isura, says, V'kivan di'ika mi'uto di'mistavke me'hal mina, since there is a small percentage of usage of the minority one, so in a place, let's say, where the majority was olive oil, but there still is a small percentage of usage of the sesame oil, so the Ran says, Ikala Safuke, you have a Sofek, maybe Dilma Afilu Le'elu Niskavin. Maybe the person is also including the sesame oil, the minority usage item in the nether as well. So it's a Sofek, maybe yes, maybe no. And therefore we go Sofek L'chumra, Sofek Yesura L'chumra. Bechidish over here, the Ran says, and therefore in this situation, you wouldn't get Malkus on the Gemara. We'll explain later on that you wouldn't get Malkus on being transgressing your neder by using the minority item because it's only a suffix and we don't give malchus al suffix. But it is also lechatrila because maybe it was included ika sveika over here in terms of the din and suffix isura lechomra. Then the Braisa continues and says, I know Yerek, if a person asks himself for eating vegetables, so it depends which time of the year it is in the Shemitah cycle. So Bishar Shnei Shavuot, in the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, when a person is allowed to grow in his gina, in his garden, and therefore that's the primary place where he gets vegetables from, and not the wild ones that are growing out in the field. So Bishar Shnei Shavuot, also be Yerokos HaGina, Umut be Yerokos HaSada. In this situation, he obviously meant his primary eating from the vegetables of his garden and not the wild ones that are growing out in the field. However, u'b'shemitah, u'b'shvias, in the Shemitah year, there, he's not allowed to grow in the Gina, and he's relying totally upon Yarkos HaSodah, and therefore, he's usur in Yarkos HaSodah if he made the neder in the Shemitah year, as the bottom line tells us, im noda b'shvias, if shalom in his kavilier Gina, he couldn't have possibly meant the vegetables that are growing in his garden, you're not allowed to go and plant over there below Notin, and you're not allowed to go and have any growth that you did during the Shemitah year. He's obviously intending on his nether to the vegetables that he's allowed to eat that year, which are the ones that are growing wild. So therefore, paradoxically, in the first 6 years, he's answering the Yerek Gina and not the Yerek Asada, and in the Shemitah year, he's only answering the Yerek Asada and not the Yerek Gina. That's the end of the Braisa. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avo, Mishum Rabbi Chanina Gamliel. Rabbi Avo says the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Later on, we're going to call him Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. So, it's the same person. Rabbi Avo says the name of this Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and we turn to Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Lo Shana, we only said this then, Ella b'makum she'ein mevim yerek b'chutz l'aretz l'aretz. We only say that you're asring in the Shemitah year only the Yerek Hasada and not the Yerek Hagina in a place where they didn't bring in vegetables from chutz l'aretz. But b'makum avol b'makum she'mevim yerek b'chutz l'aretz l'aretz Yisrael. But in a place where they did bring in vegetables from the surrounding places around Eretz Yisrael that didn't have a din of Shemitah, and they brought in vegetables in the Shemitah year to Eretz Yisrael, then it would be usher to eat not only the Yerek of the fields, but also then Yerek Gina, because the person in this situation had in his mind vegetables that he's going to eat in the Shemitah year, which includes the wild vegetables, the Yerek Yasadeh, but it also includes the Yerek Gina that were grown in Chutz La'aretz. So in this situation, Rabbi Avo said, in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that both types of Yerek would be usher. Now, this is a machlokas, in fact, kitanoi. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's din is in fact not agreed upon by everybody. It's a machlokes tanoim. Why is that? Because we have the following brisa that says, "Ein mevi," and the Tanakhama says, "You're not allowed to go and bring yerek min chutz la'aretz la'aretz, to go and bring in vegetables from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael." And the reason we'll see why is because of the tumah that the Chachamim gave to the gush, to the land, the dirt of Eretz Amim, the Chutz La'aretz countries, because they would go and bury dead bodies and miscarried fetuses all over the place, and there was a concern that you'd be bringing in tumah from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakhama doesn't allow you to go and bring in vegetables which will have dirt attached to them, because you're bringing in tumah from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. That's Pinyin the Tanakhama. Now here we have again Rabbi Chananya. I said before it was Rabbi Chanina. Mistam, it's the same person. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer. His opinion is no. Mevi in Yerek Michutz Loritz. We do allow you to bring in vegetables from Chutz Loritz, Loritz to Eretz Yisrael. We're not concerned about the blocks of dirt that may come in with these vegetables that could potentially have tuma from Eretz Ha'akum. And Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel isn't concerned about this. So this is the machlokes tanoim that we have now. I already explained the next piece of Gemara, which now asks, my ta'amame. Again, the Lashonos of Nedarim are a little bit unusual. We normally say my ta'ama or my ta'am. So here it's my ta'amame, deman da'amar ein mevi'in. According to the Tanakhama, in this price that it says, we don't bring ein mevi'in, yerek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. What's his reasoning? So Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah tells us again, mishum gush, as I already explained, and you can see this in the Ran, where he says, we're concerned about the dirt that's attached to the bottom of these vegetables. The gush, the Eretz Amen, the dirt that comes from the land of the Goyim, from Chutz Laretz, Tomei, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, they're concerned about that they buried things all over the place without, especially miscarriages, that they would have znus, and they would go and bury their miscarried fetuses all over the place, and therefore there is this concern about Tumah from Chutz Laretz. And as Mefarish says, v'tomei mishum sofek meis. There's a concern over here that there's tumas meis there, and that's why we don't bring it in, according to the Tanakhama. We go weiter to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if a person asks himself, min hakiruv, the kruv, the cabbage. So he's also be ispargus. Ispargus is included in cabbage. What exactly is ispargus? So this is, the Mefari says, the havi bichlal kruv, the min kruvu. It's some sort of a vegetable that is so close. It doesn't mean asparagus. That's the one thing, even though it sounds like it, it doesn't mean asparagus. But it's included in cabbage. It's a vegetable. Some suggest that it's actually a drink, that it was a drink that was made up of certain types of cooked cabbage. And the Gemara in Brachos does describe this. And you can see this in the Likutei Rashi. He says this is kos shayushosim b'chol boker l'refuah. They would have this wine asparagus drink that they would drink for medicinal purposes, for health benefits. And Rashi further says koshu revius. This was a certain size kos of revius. V'yuregil lishtos kos echa mimashke ha'osu lishtoso shachris. And they would drink this every morning. V'koriu asparagus. Ispargus in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and in the Lashon Parsi, Koron Lekruv, Ispargus. And he says that the word Kruv in the Persian tongue is known as Ispargus. Zeu Shashinu, and that's our Gemara over here, which the Rashbam from Pesachim quotes our Gemara here and says that this is a mashkin, Sha'osim Mikruv, Umiyayin. It's some sort of a beverage that they would make from this Kruv and from wine, and they would drink it for Rufu, as we just mentioned. So in any event, if a person asks himself from eating kruv, that also includes asparagus. Either there's vegetable asparagus, which is kruv, or it's a wine, a cabbage drink, which is known as asparagus. So therefore, asparagus is definitely included in hakruv. It's not hayotzin in any way. It's not something else. It's not a subordinate. It is kruv itself. But the other way around, Tana Bamishna says, Minho Espargus, if a person asks himself from eating this espargus or drinking this espargus, so mutter bekruv, then he in fact is allowed to eat kruv. It doesn't work that way. Why not? So Tosus explains, in Dibra Maskel ha espargus, mutter bekruv, he says, Dishar kruv einem kruin espargus. Yes, kruv includes espargus, but we don't usually refer to the other species of kruv by the term espargus. And that's what the Mefarish says as well. The ain kruv bechlal espargus. If you use the specific term, or the more specific term, espargus, it doesn't normally include kruv. And the Rosh says the same thing, Ein Kruv Nikra Al Shmo. Kruv, though, when you're referring to generic Kruv, you don't use the term Espargus. So Espargus must be a specific type of a Kruv, and obviously Espargus is included in Kruv, the Mishnah tells us, but Kruv is not included in Espargus. Mishnah continues and says, if a person asks himself min ha-grisim, grisim is normally translated as grits. So also b'mikvah, he's also in a thick type of a porridge that they would make out of these grains as well. And the Rosh says this is true. In Dibra Masel min ha-grisim, also b'mikvah, he says va'afilu, and in Oz Zayin, it says de'afilu, it should be, ki nitnon b'mikvah adayin shem grisim alei, because even when they're in this thicker type of a porridge, they still carry the name of the grisin that makes up this thick porridge. So these grits, even though they're now in this thick porridge, are still in the mikvah referred to by grits, and therefore they're usser. That's the opinion of Tanakama. However, over here, Rav Yossi is matir. Here, Rav Yossi says that it is permitted, as the Rosh tells us, tiksavar lo mikru grisin elo mikvah shel grisin. Here, they're not called grits anymore, but they're known as porridge grits, and therefore this mikvah shel grisin is not the same thing. The who min grisin nother, and this person only asked himself from grisin and not from the shem levi of, according to Rav Yossi, mikvah shel grisin, and therefore it is permitted according to Rav Yossi. The Mishnah continues and says min ha mikvah. Everybody agrees if he asks himself only from the mikvah, so then he's mutter begrisin. Certainly, in that situation, he will be mutter from the grisin. And Tosus explains in Dibra Maskel, min ha-mikvah mutu begris, and he says, this is, over here, you're dealing with yevashin, with dried grits. They're permitted. And he says, the lo tema, don't say, d'chi nada b'mikvah, when he's saying, I ask myself for the mikvah, it means min ha-royal mikvah, from things that are normally put into the mikvah, kamar, v'hainu grisin. And don't say that that means normally the grisin as well. Okay. The Mishnah continues and says, if a person asks himself, min ha-mikvah, also b'shum, he isn't allowed to have garlic. That is included. And again, Rav Yossi's matir. Rav Yossi says in this situation that it's not considered over here to be a similar item. It's considered separate. As the Rosh says, d'lo tema, don't say, ki hechi d'no d'min ha-mikvah, also b'shum, don't say that just like he's asking himself in the mikvah, he also means the shum. He says, mishum shederech litein shum b'mikvah, because he normally puts in garlic into the mikvah, so mustam, he meant that? No, he doesn't. In that situation, he's only asking himself from the mikvah, and not from the shum, according to Rav Yossi. However, the other way around, if he says, I ask myself min hashum, so then he's mutter b'mikvah, even though the shum is going to go into the mikvah, but he's not talking about the mikvah, he's only talking about the shum. Mishnah continues and says, we had this previously, the person asks himself min hadashim, from lentils, so also bashishim. We explained previously, ashishim are honey that's added to these lentils, and then it's fried. And the Tanakam holds, therefore it is lentils. Ashishim are lentils. Okay, you added honey to them and you fried them, but they're lentils. So if a person asks himself from Adashim, that includes the Ashishim. That's the Tanakam's opinion. And again, along comes Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi is matir, because he says, no, it is a shem levai. It's known over here as honey fried lentils, and not just lentils alone. And therefore, Rav Yossi, consistently throughout this Mishnah, says the additional item is not going to be usher, because it either has a shem levai, or it's not included automatically in the original item. Mishnah continues and says, however, if a person says, I ask myself min ha-ashishim, so then that definitely doesn't include mutter bi-adashim. He would be allowed to still have the adashim. And this is Divrei HaKol. In all of these situations, this is Divrei HaKol. This is no machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi. Mishnah continues and says, if a person says, chita chitin, I ask myself in both of these things, we had this previously with dogim dogim. So when he says chita and chitim shanitoim, that I will not eat, so what is he referring to? In this situation, also bohem, he's asking himself when he says chita and chitim, both bein kemach, bein pas, whether it's just the flour of the grain or whether it's actually baked ready into bread. He's asking both of them when he says the lashon of chita and chitin. As the Ran brings down in Dibur Masel chita, he says, the pas, chito mikre, bread is what he was referring to in asking himself when he used the terminology of chito, because the chad gufa namihu, because the bread is made up of many, many, many pieces of flour that are now baked together and become one loaf of bread. And the term chitim is mashma lokos, mesh adam koses chitim chalukin biyachad. That's referring to many different chitim that are either eaten together as chitim or their flour. because that comes from many chit, and that's why the plural is used. So when a person says chito chitin, she'ani toeim, that I'm not going to eat them, so also behem, ben kemach, ben hapas, he's not allowed to eat them, whether they're many grains together, as in flour, or whether it's one loaf of bread. Similarly, if a person says gris, grisin shani toim, he asks himself to having the singular usage of gris and the plural usage of gris. What does he mean by that? So, asur behen, he's asur in grits, bein chayin, bein mivushalim, whether they're raw grits or whether they're already cooked into like a porridge. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, he's not having a machlokas over here, as the Rush points out in the last Rush. He says, lo polig a Tanakama, that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing the Tanakama, he's adding an additional din. He says, if a person says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konam gris o chita shani tom, if a person says, I ask myself to have grits or wheat, so in that situation, mutter lokos chayim, he's allowed to go and chew on them when they're raw, because the gris or the chita is referring to the bread or the entire loaf, the porridge or the entire loaf of bread, and therefore it's not talking about the raw item, and he would be permitted to go and eat the raw item. Tosos in Dibra Maskul, Rabbi Yehuda Omer explains why this is so. He says, midikamar chita v'gris, stop, since he used the specific terminology of chita and gris, v'lo amar, and he did not say chitin and grisin, he didn't use the plural terminology, he only used the singular terminology, kisavar, Tosos explained that he meant chita and gris, mivushalim, that already cooked, it's mashba, and it's chayin, lo mashma. When they're in the raw state, it's not mashma. Because he said the individual thing, which is referring to all of the porridge together as a singular item, or the loaf of bread together as a singular item. That's how Tosus understands this. Okay, Gemara starts off with the Braisa. Tanya expands on the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, chita shani tom. If a person asks himself from eating chita, so also lafos, he's not allowed to go and bake it. However, umutulakos, like we just said from Reb Yehuda, but that doesn't exclude an individual grain from chewing on it. Lakos means to chew on it. Chitim, if he uses only the terminology of chitim shani toim, so then he's not allowed to eat any of the individual grains to chew on them, also log host. However, umutalefos, but he can bake them into a loaf, because that's chita, and he said chitim. Likewise, the Braisa continues, if he says chita, chitin, both of the lashonos, the singular and the plural shani toim, so then it's also bein lokos, bein lefos, it's also to eat them individually, to chew on them individually, or to bake them into a loaf of bread. Likewise, if he says gris shani toem in the singular gris, so he's also lavashel, that was talking about the porridge when he used the singular lashon, one porridge, and therefore he's not allowed to go and cook it. However, umutlokos, he would eat individual grits, that he would be allowed to chew on them. If you use the terminology grisin, it's the exact opposite. Grisin shani toem, if I ask myself for eating grisin, so then also lokos, he can't have the individual grits. However, umutlavashel, but he can cook them together, make them into a porridge. And likewise, if he uses the terminology gris, gris, and he uses both of them, shani toem, I ask myself of both of them. So again, everything would be also in this situation. Also, bein lavashel, bein lokos, he can't have them individually and chew on them, and he can't bake them all into one porridge and eat it that way. With this, we conclude the beautiful sixth perek. Hadron Alecha Hanod Ben Avushal, Hadron Alecha Hanod Ben Avushal, Hadron Alecha Hanod Ben Avushal. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will start the beautiful seventh perek. With this, we conclude today's shiur.